one of the problems when you go into any kind of agreement, any kind of box, because anytime you have two or three people agreeing on something, whether it's a church, a house, a business, a marriage, you're going into like a cult. Because think about it. The Bible's the absolute truth, and as you unfold the truth over your lifetime, you're being sanctified, you're being shown more truth and more truth and more truth. You're getting more free. And think about a marriage. So each person's growing at a different rate of speed. Or a business or whatever. You have to agree. There has to be an agreement of mutual sacrifice in this reality. But most people don't want to sacrifice anymore. They want somebody to sacrifice for them, but they'll never sacrifice for the other person. The man's out there working two jobs to pay the bills and try to plan for retirement and all that stuff. And she's out there, she's sacrificing at home, raising the kids and keeping the house clean and preparing meals to save some money, clipping coupons or whatever. Or they might be both working and trying to work together. But I've actually seen marriages where they have their own checking account, they have their own name, they're not even using the same name, and they're living two different lives in the same house. What's that about? Why would you want to be living two different separate lives with different names? It don't even make sense. It don't add up. And the reason is they're not willing to have a consensus reality based on the scripture. It's based on the culture, the cult. If you go together, whether it's a business, whether it's a marriage, whether it's anything, church, the consensus reality has to be based on absolute truth, which is scripture, which is rightly divided, which is sound doctrine. And if it's not, you're going to have trouble. Unless the man wants to submit to witchcraft and sorcery, which that won't last. Even the queen bee system will never last. It's all, anything man-made is going to crash and burn. Let's say some man said, okay, she's making all the money, I'm just going to submit to the queen bee. Whatever mama says, I've heard them say it, joking around, but they seem to mean it. Whatever mama says, I'm going to do it. And you're like, that ain't going to last. And you watch them over the years and it don't last. Reality has to be based on truth. Absolute truth, not half truth, not your truth, not my truth, the Bible truth. And it has to be rightly divided. What's the Bible say about debt? Get out of debt fast as you can. What's the Bible say about drinking? Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Give drink to those who are perishing. I mean, if a person is depressed or sad or got a mental problem, they need to either go to the doctor and see if they got a chemical imbalance or go to somebody, a counselor, and talk. But drowning out the problems with alcohol ain't going to fix it. The reality is both the man and the woman should be each other's counselor. Hey, and not take it personal. If the man says, I'm depressed, she says, why? And he says, I don't know. She says, you don't love me anymore? And he says, where did that come from? I mean, stuff like that. My point is, sometimes you're too close to the chalkboard to see the problem. You can't see it because you're too close. You can't see the chalk because you're too close to the chalkboard, and that might need a professional or a third party, but you got to be careful who you pull in on that, because they're going to have their worldview. And whether it's a man counselor or woman, the woman counselor, she might hate men, and the man counselor, he might hate women. They might be jealous of your determination to make it work. You know, you don't know about people. I don't care if they're preachers or counselors or psychologists, Dr. Phil, they could be jealous. They could see things in your relationship that they don't have, and they're jealous or something like that. My point is, you really got to go to God. And you really have to have your consensus reality bubble lined up with scripture. And if it's not, work towards it. And divine revelation, progressive revelation, if it's two saved people, if God's speaking into the home, he's going through the man, and she's going to agree with it if she's saved. If he's married to the unsaved, Lord help. If either one of them is married to the unsaved. But this consensus reality bubble has really hit me like a ton of bricks. When it just clicked in my mind, that is the problem with people. That's the problem. I'm gonna go over here to this restaurant, and I'm gonna sit as far as away. So this woman, she works in this one area, and I'm just going in here to eat. And every time I sit down, she walks all the way to the other end of the counter just to say hi. And I never even talk to her. I don't even try to talk to her. And it's like, come on, lady. You don't have a clue what you're getting ready, because it would never happen. But if I was to say, let's go out, her whole reality is going to be shifted, and she's not ready. People who are not introspective and willing to change. And you can tell by the way they pretty much are, you know, a lot of people who are introverts or whatever, which in a way I am, but depends on what the situation is. If a bunch of unsaved people, I'm pretty much, I don't have nothing to say to them. But if it's saved people, I'll talk. But you're talking to people who 90% of the time have never done the inner work. They don't even know what we're talking about. If you say NPCs and zombies, and you say it's a death cult and the whole world is deceived, and we're getting ready to see the biggest crash in the history of mankind. I talked to somebody at work today. I said, what do you think about how the citizens of the USA are creating a fake, I said, you know, the free, because she knows about the free men on land. I said, this is just a fake reality that everybody agrees with. She said, yeah. She said, well, she said, I don't know how long. She said, I don't know if it'll be 6 months, 9 months, but she said, this whole place is getting ready to crash. And I'm hearing that from a lot of different people. The inflation, the debt is out of this world. And they're just going to print more money. Man, there's going to be more debt. It's going to keep going. And China, all these other nations are suffering because we're printing all the money and we're winning. They're losing. The more we print, the more they lose. And there's going to be a war. War is imminent. Because you can't keep living in a fake reality without trouble. Most marriages crash and burn because somebody's in a fake reality. And if it ain't based on the Bible, it's fake. It has to crash and burn, period. Why did my marriage crash? Why is it ending? Why is it? Because somebody wasn't in real reality. Somebody was in delusion. Sometimes it's both people. But sometimes it's one who's trying to get the other one to do right, think right, quit lying, quit running the streets, and they believe the media, the news, the media, or the TV, all the lies. They love the lie. They love the death cult. Think about it. And if you're in one of these unions. Let's say it's a business. Let's say some evil, let's say there's some bad apples in a corporation, the CEO and the people under, and they're not really doing their job. The business is going to crash and burn. And they're going to lose their job. They're going to lay people off. So when you go to your job, I want you to realize when you go to your job, that job could end tomorrow. I don't care what it is. It's a consensus bubble that everybody, as long as they show up, as long as the salesman or the sales lady shows up and they sell the product and they market it right and they hire the right actors and actresses to sell that product, whether it's Nike or whoever, if they don't stay on it and stay on top of it to keep that fake image of Nike, the Nike icon, it's just a shoe. It's just a shoe. But they have that fake reality projected out there to the public, and the public, oh, I got a Nike shoe. Oh, this is great. The marketing system is promoting a mind game of a fake reality. You'll feel so much better if you get a Nike shoe. Seriously. And you wouldn't believe how many people in church are falling into that too. I didn't get to my point of really breaking it, bringing it. I'm still creating a doctrine on this. I'm still trying to create a doctrine. The AI crashed. I couldn't pull up AI and create a doctrine on this. I'm trying to create a doctrine about this. And you might say, well, what? How could you support it biblically? Well, go back to Genesis 3. So Adam and Eve. Eve's the flesh side of Adam. She's a piece cut off, being cut back in. So the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, and he whispered in her ear, hath God said, you can be your own God. And so she chose to go in delusion. Instead of talking to the serpent, she should have talked to Adam. And Adam and her talked to God, because he would walk with Adam in the garden, right? But the serpent put a little nugget in there, you can be God. A little lie, you know. And the sad part is, it's almost like a lifelong battle. If you're not in communion, let's say two people get married and they do love each other. Neither one of them are narcissistic. And the man sees his wife going into some kind of yoga. Let's say she starts taking yoga. And you say, you know, a lot of that's new age stuff. I mean, exercise is good, but if you're not careful, they're going to try to indoctrinate you into the new age. She says, I know that. I'm just going to do some exercise. Okay, I just wanted to make sure you knew that. Now, what happens is, what if she gets in there and they give her a book? She brings a book home with yoga and new age teaching. And you say, why'd you bring that book home? You know that's new agey. Yeah, I know, but I just wanted to read it. Now, it's okay to see different perspectives, but you always have to use the Bible as your litmus test. I used to be really dogmatic about listening to other teachings. And if you're not grounded in the Word, you're better off not. But you got to get grounded in the Word first before you go and listen and try to understand where these cults are coming. When I study these cults, it's not about becoming like them at all. It's about destroying the cult mind. I like to destroy the lies of these cults. That's what I live for, to find the fallacy where the cult is contrary to Scripture. And they say, you can lose your salvation. And I say, okay, let me study and see how I can defeat them. And the easiest way to defeat them, and I like to find ways where I can just say it in one sentence. If you can lose eternal life, then you never had eternal life, because you only had temporary life. Hello? You can't lose eternal. Because if you can lose the eternal, it was never eternal. It was just temporal. Temporary. And so you can defeat these cults with one sentence or one verse, you know. I didn't even need a Bible verse to defeat that one. It's just, you're saved and you have eternal life. How can you lose something eternal? You can't. So that destroys the cult right there. That destroys the Pentecostal cult, to be honest with you.